Well, it's cold outside, and we're probably not really thinking about May and the Kentucky Derby, but why not? It'll warm us up, and we need to be thinking like that. And that's why, just one of the reasons why we have Jenny George. She is the executive director of the Eric Snow YMCA, and she's on our WHBC Newsline right now. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Pam.
How are you?
I'm really well. Glad to be on with you this morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We want to talk about the Derby, but we want to talk about the YMCA also. And let's first of all talk about you and all the things that are happening at the Eric Snow Family YMCA. I know that it's just celebrating a lot of service to the community, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're excited this year. The Eric Snow YMCA celebrates its 10th anniversary. It opened in January of 2014.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that, as well as, you know, the long history that the YMCA has in Canton, well over 150 years. So it's a lot to celebrate. A lot of lives have been impacted by the work the YMCA does.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the service to the community, because we all see it downtown and we all know that it does some wonderful things, but maybe you just want to, you know, highlight a few things.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things we're really excited about is the partnerships that we have been making throughout the community, working with incredible other organizations to share the, you know, amenities and facilities that we have with the youth throughout Canton, as well as for our adults. We have an incredible active older adults program at the Eric Snow YMCA and at all of our Ys throughout the county, which I think is just such an important thing for us to have available for the older folks of our community. And of course, the work that we do with youth. One of the things we have going on right now is we have a wonderful partnership with Plain Local Schools, providing free swim lessons for all of their first graders. We also have upcoming some free swimming lessons through a partnership with Stark Metropolitan Housing. So we're able to get right in the community, right where we need to be with kids who need the different kind of programming that we offer.
And all of that, you know, takes funds.
It does.
You always, you know, put on some great fundraisers, and one is coming up on Saturday, May 4th. And that's a, you know, that's a date that all of us should be familiar with. And this is not the first time that you guys are doing this. Tell us a little bit about this fundraiser.
Oh, thanks. Yes. So on May 4th, which is Kentucky Derby Day, we will be hosting our third Derby downtown event at the Metropolitan Center in downtown Canton, which is a beautiful facility and has both indoor and outdoor patio space. So we're going to hope we have a beautiful day like we did last year to be able to celebrate in our beautiful fancy hats and guys in their bow ties and sport coats. It's really going to be an incredible event this year. We have a live blues band joining us. Gitano's Underworld Blues Band will be entertaining us throughout the evening. We've got some wonderful, we do a wonderful raffle where you get to actually use your raffle tickets to bet on the horses running the race with some just terrific prizes. And all of those things give us the opportunity to talk about what we do at the Y and to help raise those funds. I mean, it's a really important, you know, downtown we have a really unique need of, you know, serving the community in a way that we need, you know, we offer a lot of free and reduced cost programming for that community, and that takes support. So we love being able to do that in a really fun way with some great prize packages, including some wonderful dinner opportunities downtown, some great options. So I hope people will want to come down, enjoy the day, wear their fancy derby hats, and celebrate the good work we do at the Snow Y.
Yeah, and this is I don't want to say casual, because you want to wear your fancy hats and, you know,
yes,
be in the attire that is requested and you'll love to do. But it's really a nice atmosphere where everybody gets to mingle and have some fun and, yes, you know, just really celebrate the Derby and celebrate the Y at the same time, right?
Absolutely. That's, you know, it's not a very formal affair. It's a lot of moving and just spending time and enjoying each other. So, you know, we love when fellas show up in their bow ties and ladies in their derby hats. But, that's not the requirement. It's not a black tie affair. It's very fun and engaging, and we have a really great time. We even give a prize for the best derby hat and a prize for the best bow tie and jacket for the gentlemen who join us. But it's really a festive time, which I love. That's, you know, I want to create a really fun environment for folks when they're with us, something that's casual and enjoyable. Last year we had so many folks who came and brought friends with them, and they just had such a good time. So I hope we're able to recreate that this year.
Yeah, because you don't get to do that very often, you know, putting that hat on, you know.
Right? It's super fun, you know, and of course we'll have mint juleps, and we really lean into all the fun parts of the Kentucky Derby.
That's great. That's great. So if folks want to find out more or get tickets, how do they do that?
So it's really easy. You can always, of course, stop into the branch. We're happy to sell you tickets right there. But more importantly, you can go online to ymcastark.org/derbydowntown.
All right. Very good. And we just always love having you on. It's such a great opportunity for folks to help raise some money for the Eric Snow Family YMCA. And Jennifer George with the Y. She's the executive director. We appreciate you coming on this morning.
Well, thanks for having me on and for helping to spread the word about this great event and the great work that we're doing at the Snow Y.